There's an age-old tension between honoring tradition and embracing innovation. A family-owned sporting goods company in suburban Seattle is confronting that tension in the sport of baseball. This company is going to market with what it calls a better baseball bat. Correspondent Tom Bonsi takes a swing at that.
The traditional round-handled baseball bat has been a fixture on sandlots and in stadiums for 150 years. Back when bats were turned out on a lathe, there was a good reason for the symmetrical design. But now, computer-guided machine tools can churn out any shape you want. So if you could choose, why not go for a more ergonomic handle? Makes sense to former baseball coach Rusty Trudeau.
The concept from the standpoint is the ergonomics of an axe. It's been around forever, and there's a reason why.
Trudeau is now a national account manager for Baden Sports of Renton, Washington. He holds up his company's patented axe bat. The barrel looks the same as always, but remember how a traditional bat has a circular knob at the base of the round handle? This new bat has an oval grip and an angled knob. Trudeau ticks off attributes he claims result from the redesign: better back control, more power, and lower risk of hand injuries compared to the traditional style.
That round knob protruding into the palm or the hammock bone area of your hand creates a lot of injuries. In fact, when we presented to Major League Baseball, that was a key factor in our presentation, is keeping the money in the game, preventing injury, hand fatigue.
Trudeau and company have embarked on what will probably be a lengthy campaign to convince players of America's pastime to try something new. There were several of the new bats in the dugout for a showdown of high school baseball division leaders in Lacey, Washington, recently. The Timberline High School team used one in warm-ups, but during the actual game, all the players wielded regular bats. They reverted to what they knew best, says Tyler Gartner. He's an infielder and pitcher who's tried the new style bat.
I like the pop from it. The downfall is kind of the handle a little bit, because you can't move your hand around as much.
Gardner says he prefers to rotate his grip, but he gives the new geometry a chance to catch on with players who have different preferences. Timberline High School head coach Matt Acker also figures the axe-handled bat will eventually capture some market share. He says the youngest players are among the most open to equipment change.
It automatically feels better to a younger kid. If you give it to, I've handed them to younger kids before that are, 7 years old, and you just let them pick one, they'll pick that one because it feels the best. It feels natural to you.
Acker says change in baseball takes time. There's superstition, too. Rusty Trudeau of batmaker Baden Sports says he appreciates what he's up against.
Baseball's a very tradition-driven sport, so that is a challenge at times.
Trudeau does lots of demos. He's also signed a bunch of college teams to swing the axe-handled bat, including the University of Puget Sound and Pacific Lutheran. Baden, though, has less money to throw around than its bigger competitors. Trudeau hopes to get more high-profile endorsers as those college players turn pro.
We really think that we're going to overcome. We know we're going to overcome this. This is going to be the handle of the future.
Trudeau says wooden and metal axe bats have been approved for use at all levels of baseball and softball, from Little League to the major leagues. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.